play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Some folks get up way early on Brad Friday to save a few bucks on it.
Welcome to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL, one of the better crowds we've seen through the first five for the Silver Streaks Boys. And it certainly doesn't hurt playing the doubleheader with the Galesburg Girls. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast with Tom and Eric as Coach Evan Massey's team defeated Metamora 53-31. And now the Galesburg Boys 4-0 taking on a Rockford Lutheran team that's also 4-0. This team has, you might have heard Jim mention in the pregame interview with head coach Tom Guzzi, this is a team that's brought home hardware at the state tournament in recent years. In fact, a couple of years ago, created a lot of attention for themselves when they defeated Peoria Manual in the Super Sectional and got to the Final Four in Peoria in a year when a lot of people had just earmarked Manual for going all the way, if not, at least certainly to the Final Four. So this is going to be a tough opponent. They score points, they play tough defense, and the Silver Streaks open with the tip. It's Mark Harden on the right wing, and the defense came out on top of him, and he shuffled his feet. The Streaks turn it over on their first possession.
Well, Streaks looking good tonight in what are traditionally our favorite uniforms, the gold look. A little bit different with the pinstripe down the side, and love them in the gold, have for years.
Kenny Strawbridge with a hesitation drive from the left side, feeds it back through the lane, just gets it into the hands of Sam Stewart. Just a sophomore at 6'4", Jake Greeny, a 6'4 senior, Josh Streeter and Luke Harper, both 6'2 seniors, and Strawbridge listed at 6'4". This is Strawbridge driving with it, and it goes behind the backboard out of bounds because Morin got a hand on it, and Rockford Lutheran will hang on to it. They defeated Moline in the first game of the season, 84-48 on Monday, and not every game they've played has been quite that much of the blowout, but they've been consistently scoring in the 80s. In fact, maybe the best game of the tournament was earlier today when they defeated Rantoul 84-73. Here's a right-handed runner off the back rim, rebound into the hands of Sam Stewart, and a three-pointer blocked in the far corner by Harden out of bounds, and they're going to hang on to it.
That's one way to keep him from shooting the three. Block it. Good job by Mark Harden. That's a good reach for Harden. I didn't think he was going to be able to get out there and get long enough to block that shot.
Yeah, it's length on length here today, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Here's a long three from way downtown by Greeny, and he missed it almost at the front end of that Galesburg bench, and the Silver Streaks get the rebound. So both teams come away empty on their opening possession, and the Streaks, here's a reason why, they turn it over for the second time. So the Streaks still without a shot. Meanwhile, Lutheran, I've got them with four shots already. Is that right? Got an offensive rebound.
Mm-hmm.
Three offensive rebounds. Up top, Stewart. He passes badly into the hands of Morin, who drives, and there's the first basket of the game, a minute and a half in. Galesburg turns a turnover directly into points.
Yeah, DeAndre, nice anticipation, poked it out, and then took it all the way with somebody right beside him up from the left side and finished it off.
Streak strike first for the fifth straight game. Here's another turnover. Jacob Carl with the steal, dribbles it into the front court, and then throws it away, and a bounce pass picked off by Streeter. He's one on two the other direction, goes up for the dunk.
On the floor.
And the officials say the foul was on the floor as he was moving to the basket before he got up for the basket. Three turnovers and four possessions for the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, but I think Galesburg just having to adjust to the quality of players that are out there. You know, we've been able to make a lot of would-be mistakes against four really poor offensive teams and really teams that didn't guard that well either.
Morin got in there, knocked it loose, and they say it went off of Kenny Strawbridge in the far corner, so the Streaks forced a turnover on the opposite end.
They're just not able to get away with any of the sloppy play in this one because you're against five good players on the other side.
2 minutes in, it's 2-0 Gelsberg. Streaks break the press. Morin tries an inlet pass. Up for it. Streeter intercepts it. Leads the break to the other end. And a reach-back foul on Harden as Streeter goes down the lane. So that'll be another foul on the Silver Streaks. One on Morin, one on Harden. Four Gelsberg turnovers. They're shooting 100%. Problem is you can't shoot when you turn it over. Just under 6 minutes to play in the opener. Now Rockford Lutheran throws it into the backcourt. But because nobody touched it, Harper is able to chase it down inside the Gelsberg free throw line extended. And now the Crusaders bring it back across midcourt. Their jerseys say Saders, short for Crusaders, which is kind of long to fit onto the jerseys. Here's a partial block on another three by Greeny on the outside. Ross got a hand on it, and the Silver Streaks come away with it. Harden with a hesitation drive, scoops it in the lane, up and in. Heck of an athletic move by Mark Harden, and the Silver Streaks have a 4-0 lead.
That's what Mark does best, and with that knee healthy now, he's able to finish some of those moves that he really couldn't complete last year.
Drive on the left side, Strawbridge kicks it out. Three on the way for Harper, swished it. Left him open. That happened right in front of Mike Reynolds, who was unhappy that Harper got such an open look at it.
They hit 14 threes this afternoon in their win over Rantoul.
They break the press. Carl, offensive foul. Put the ball on the floor. Streeter was there waiting. Fifth Gelsberg turnover. First foul of the game on Jacob Carl.
Well, Jacob hopefully seeing well now. We saw him after the game, and he got poked in the eye in that game earlier today. And
right at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, and he was still... He was telling us, oh, it's fine, but I could still see it was bothering him even after the game. He said TJ caught one there, Pendleton, early this morning as well.
Hold away from the ball. I think they're going to call that on DeAndre. That'll be his second foul. That'll frustrate
good.
Mike Reynolds because he puts Morin on the best offensive player or the player that he deems needs the best defensive player. DeAndre's going to stay out there right now with 4:47 to go first quarter. And two fouls. A three from the right wing in and out. DeAndre takes advantage, getting in there for the rebound. 4-3 Gelsberg. We played 3.5 minutes. Harden trapped in the corner. Skips it back out to Pendleton. TJ swings it right over to Jacob Ross. Jacob backs up. Strawbridge trying to get on top of him. Jacob with a crossover dribble. And we got a hand check foul out high on Strawbridge. And that's the first foul of the game on the Crusaders. 4-3 Streaks. 4:25 to go first quarter. Thanks for being with us here on WGIL, Gelsberg Radio 14, championship game of this Gelsberg Thanksgiving Tournament. We anticipate a tight one the whole way. Streaks will definitely have to play 32 full minutes. Harden up top, juggles it, now drives down the lane with a left hand, scoops it up and in off the glass. 6-3 Gelsberg. Yeah. Four in the game for Harden.
Harden might catch him off guard a little bit. I'm not sure in what they've watched they realize what he is capable of.
Strawbridge penetrates and gets under the basket after the ball comes down and just sort of bats it back up in the air for the offensive rebound putback. 6-5. Streaks by one. Under 4 minutes to go. Harden picks up his dribble. In trouble. Gets it away to Jacob Ross on the left side. Near side down below us. Jacob dribbles once. Bounces it back over to Harden for a long three. Off the front of the rim. Rebound Carl. Put back. Gets blocked. And the loose ball into the hands of Jake Greeny. Rockford Lutheran looking for its first lead. Down the lane. Double pump. Up and in by Streeter. And for the first time this season, the Streaks trail 7-6.
Carl did a great job getting the offensive rebound.
Mm-hmm.
And went straight back up. But the guy behind him had better springs and swatted it away.
Here's Morin from the corner for three. Short. Jacob with another rebound and then fouled this time on the offensive putback. And he'll go up shooting two.
Now
it's Sam Stewart on that one, his first.
If Gelsberg's going to win this game, it's going to have to come in large part to what we're doing down low with Carl and TJ Pendleton. I mean, they've been a big force already in this early season. But against this team, that their one weakness is probably inside there like that. They certainly got exposed a little by Rantoul, we're told, this afternoon, and the Streaks hoping to add to that tonight.
What'd Tom Goosey say? They have four battles that they keep track of. You win the battles, you win the war, and they lost all four of them. And one of those battles was rebounding, and the Streaks are going to get an offensive rebound here as it's batted around after the miss. Out to Dotson for three. Short. TJ with the offensive putback. TJ's got three rebounds in the game now. After the missed three by Cornell Dotson. And the Streaks get three on that end. 9-7. Jumper at the other end by Strawbridge. Missed it. Pendleton comes in. blocks out two players to come up with his fourth rebound. And the Streaks trying to extend the lead now. Ball knocked out of bounds by Strawbridge in the backcourt.
Yeah, and I thought a good midair adjustment by Pendleton, too. He was right in the middle of the rim, and that Karen went off to the right side, and he was up in the air and still able to turn his body and shield off the guy coming in from an angle on him and yank that rebound away.
Xavier Stafford, a 5'11 senior, first substitution for either team with 2:40 to go here in the first quarter. 9-7 is the Galesburg lead. Harden into the front court. Dotson feeds to Carl, driving for the lay-in. Good look, good finish. Streaks by four, 11-7. Into the front court quickly. Stafford on the left side, dribbles it back out into the hands of Strawbridge. He backs up, now drives, left post, spins away from Dotson, loses the handle on it in the lane. Carl goes to the floor, comes up with a loose ball, now batted into the backcourt. T.J. Pendleton gets it, and Jake Greeny coming over trying to get it, fouls him from behind.
About half the guys on the court had a chance at that ball at some point. It was kind of like a lost fumble in football. The guys keep diving on it, and it squirts away, and it worked out in our favor and got a foul on one of their best players.
Three team fouls on Lutheran, first of the game on Greeny. 11-7 Galesburg approaching the two-minute mark of quarter number one. Dotson, bad pass on the interior. Greeny got in the middle and intercepted it. Six turnovers on the Streaks. Into the front court. Streeter pulls up for three. Missed it. Rebound. Loose ball. Saved out of bounds on the end line by Lutheran. And now a push foul on Jacob Ross as the feed went all the way out high to Greeny. And Ross got there a step too late for his first foul.
Amazing. Sometimes you see a hustle play clear on the other side of the court that yields great things for your team, and that was the case there as they threw the ball in that was sailing out of bounds, threw it all the way out near half court, and that's where they draw the foul.
Ross bats the inbound away, so Greeny has to take a couple of steps to his right, right in front of the scoreboard. They get it in to Stafford, driving, runner in the lane, high floating shot with the right hand is good. And it's 11-9, Galesburg by 2, 1:40 to go, first quarter. Harden across midcourt. Carl comes out high for the pass. Now Ross on the near side below us up in front of the sideline. Up top, bad pass, nearly stolen away, and then it is stolen away. Strawbridge got in front of Dotson, and Cornell fouled him from behind, which at least prevented the breakaway. But that's a seventh Galesburg turnover now and the sixth team foul.
Yeah, our guards have got to wake up to the fact that this is not Wells and this is not Harper that we're playing here today. You just can't make those passes.
Timeout by Rockford Lutheran. Greeny in front of the scoring table couldn't find anybody, and now Tom Goosey a little bit frustrated that I guess because they had to call a timeout there. It's 11-9 Galesburg, a minute 29 to go, first quarter.
Been a big night with the Hall of Fame inductions in the Learning Center at 5 o'clock, and then girls got started right on the heels of that. It was interesting, the Silver Streaks girls game, they midway through the second quarter were still trailing. Evan Massey used, I think, three timeouts fairly quickly just on things that he didn't like defensively and really breathed some life and I thought into the team, and they played much more aggressive. Metamora came out very scrappy, and I think it took the Silver Streaks a while to match that, but once they did, they played with a vengeance, and the home crowd got into it, and the Streaks girls won handily in an inspiring performance tonight.
Score was stuck at 19-16 for a long time there in the first quarter until the Streaks finally got a basket, and then things really started to open up after that. On the give-and-go, Streeter out high, found an opening down the lane, takes it all the way for the scoop lay-in. Streeter with four in the game, ties it up at 11.
That hesitation dribble is so effective, especially if you've got that quick first step. You get the defense to relax for just a second.
Another turnover by the Streaks. Deflected pass, thrown behind Jacob Carl a little bit. Rockford Lutheran into the front court, and a 12-foot jumper by Luke Harper. And a little 6-0 run by Rockford Lutheran as the Crusaders back on top, 13-11. Under 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Harden down the lane, has the ball stripped. 9 Galesburg turnovers. Other end, layup, missed it. Rebound, Jacob Carl.
And he's asking, where's the foul? And I don't blame him.
Stafford took it all the way. And they're going to call a foul or just out of bounds? Nope, they're going to call a foul on Kenny Strawbridge. That's his second, fourth team foul on the Crusaders with 33 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, it was Stafford going in for that layup and thought he got pushed from back, threw both arms out. Where's the foul? Streaks really to only be down 2 points with 8 turnovers. Pretty fortunate. We got 9
turnovers, yeah.
So if we're going to turn it over 36 times tonight, I'm not thinking a win's going to happen. This ball handling's got to improve.
Left side, up top, T.J. Pendleton. Right side, Harden. Eyeballs a three. Not going to fire it, though. Down to 17 seconds to go. At this point, we'll see if the Streaks can run the clock all the way down for a successful final shot. Jacob Ross out high. Drives right side. He's going to take it all the way with a right hand. Got fouled moving to the basket with 6 seconds to go. And Jacob will shoot two. Jacob 4 for 6 from the free throw line through the first four games this season. Fifth team foul on Rockford Lutheran will be the first against Luke Harper.
Well, Jacob had been pretty content to be out high and distribute a little bit. Hadn't made the offensive moves to speak of in this one, but that time took it right to the basket.
Lutheran always sends two players back to wait in the front corners when the opposition shoots free throws, and Ross misses the first one. Dotson and Harden are down there to guard both Greeny and Harper, maybe the two best three-point shooters on the team. Ross eyeballs the second one. It's up and rattles around and out. Rebound battered around. TJ gets it, then loses the handle on it. Andrew Anderson had it briefly. That's stolen away by Jordan. Half-court shot and comes up short. That's the end of the first quarter with the Streaks up 13-11 after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
There's a reason people say throwing money out the window. They're talking about your drafty old windows sucking all that expensive warm air right out of your house. Those windows are robbing you of hundreds of dollars a year and making your feet cold. Let Courtright Construction of Oneida give you a free estimate on new windows today.
The annual kickoff to the indoor farm show season begins Tuesday in Peoria. Hi, I'm Jim Lee. Join me on the midday as I'll be at the Greater Peoria Farm Show for the broadcast live from the Peoria Civic Center. That's Tuesday here on WGIL.
One quarter gone here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Championship game of the Galesburg Boys Thanksgiving Tournament. Silver Streaks trailing Rockford Jordan 13-11. And Lutheran will have the ball to begin the second quarter. Scored the last 6 points of the quarter. Silver Streaks had an opportunity at the free throw line, but Jacob Ross missed both. So still part of that 6-0 run, and they're trying to add to it here with the ball to begin quarter number two. Streaks had an 11-7 lead. They had a four-point lead twice in the first quarter. Here's a right-side jumper, Harper for three. Airballs it in front of the rim. And there's T.J. Pendleton leading the way with 5 rebounds now. Silver Streaks have to cut down on the turnovers here in the second quarter. They had 9 in the first, nearly steal it away to begin the second quarter, but Galesburg hangs on to it. T.J. Pendleton happened to be in the right spot with that loose ball, and now Harden with the dribble. Out high, Andrew Anderson drives to the right side, found an opening all the way to the hoop and up and in.
Andrew picking up where he left off this afternoon. He was the day's out-of-body crunch time player of the game. Career high then, and a nice drive for two there.
Back-to-back career highs and double figures for Anderson off the bench. Now the other direction we go. And Josh Streeter does the exact same thing down the right side of the lane, gets fouled, and he'll get 2 free throws.
Well, credit the Silver Streaks defense through the first roughly 9 minutes here. They have not let Lutheran stand out there and shoot threes, which is what they would prefer to do. They're forcing them to drive to the basket. Right now, Rockford looks to have the athleticism to do that as free throw number one is in.
Josh Streeter at the line. Free throw is his 5th point. Second foul on Jacob Ross, so 2 on Ross, 2 on DeAndre Morin. You might remember the first game Wednesday night against Peoria Notre Dame, the Streaks got into foul trouble very quickly in the first quarter. Also turned it over on 3 of their first possessions in that game, but ended up winning it. Streeter makes both. He's got 6 for the game. It's 15-13, Crusaders.
Well, they change their defense up constantly. Yep. They've gone from man to half-court zone to three-quarter court trap, half-court. I mean, I don't know. It's been the same 2 consecutive times down the court.
And it forces another turnover, and then Anderson briefly bats it loose. Now another loose ball created in the backcourt. Pendleton comes up with it, gets knocked down, and we've got a delayed whistle. That'll be a foul on Josh Streeter as Pendleton was double-teamed on the far sideline, a little bit of a push. And that'll be the first of the game on Streeter. 16 fouls on the Crusaders, 7 on the Silver Streaks. So back-to-back turnovers, 1 on the Streaks. Then they force one to get it right back. On the inbounds, Ross to Andrew Anderson. dribbling, has it poked away. Quick hands, chases it down into the backcourt. Fires it into the front court. Cornell Dotson for three. It'll be tough for Cornell to get open looks tonight, but there was one created as the Streaks nearly had a turnover. Gelsberg back up top by one. Behind the back of the dribble, Streeter. Fires it right side. Sam Stewart juggles the feet. Called for traveling. Fifth turnover on Rockford Lutheran.
Say this much for Rockford Lutheran. They don't stand around. I mean, on offense, they're either moving the ball or moving their bodies. And when you're this athletic, they very well should. Like you pointed out, they beat Peoria Manual last year. And that was a loaded Manual team that had just knocked off Bloomington, who beat us.
Streaks break the press. Anderson on the lean in off the back rim. Rebound batted around off the hands of Dotson. Deflected out to Jacob Ross. Streaks with another chance. Now Jacob launches the three off the back rim. Rebound T.J. Pendleton on the floor. Up off the rim again. Rebound fought for as he and Harper go to the deck. And the Streaks hang on to it on the alternating possession.
Boy, Pendleton's a warrior in there right now. He was way up there to get that second rebound. And Mike Reynolds will take a timeout.
30-second timeout, which gives us a chance to update you on some other scores around the area. Rock Island playing Chicago Bogan up at the Rock Island Thanksgiving Tournament. Bogan leading that one at the end of one, 16-10. And, of course, they're traditionally, here recently, a pretty strong team. Mm-hmm. Down at Quincy, host Blue Devils taking on Chicago Sullivan with their Hall of Fame induction ceremonies going on as well. At the end of one quarter down there, Quincy leads 26-9.
What are they doing playing Sullivan on Saturday night? Wow.
And that's really true. In fact, some of the folks down in Quincy are following up on their tweet saying that is indeed the right score. We did not enter that as a typo. It's really 26-0, Quincy.
Normally you would have the best matchup on Saturday night. I don't know, maybe that is the best matchup they've had down there. I don't know.
On the inbound, Ross out high to Andrew Anderson. Here the Streaks lead 16-15. Ball deflected out of bounds. Exactly 6 minutes to go for the half. Harden, Andrew Anderson, Pendleton, Cornell Dotson, and Jacob Ross on the floor with two fouls. Anderson back behind him to Harden. Lutheran plays such good, strong defense, and their defense can create offense. One of the reasons they've scored in the 80s several times in this tournament. Harden got away with a bit of a carry out high on the dribble. Dotson now picks up his dribble. He's in trouble. Gets it away to Andrew Anderson. Knifes through the lane. Feeds it behind him to T.J. Pendleton. Baseline shot up and in off the glass. Tough shot by T.J. Had to make the adjustment in the air. 18-15 Streaks. Back the other direction. Strawbridge runs into contact. They call a travel. So three turnovers in the first quarter. Three already in the second quarter for the Crusaders. Under 5.5 to play for the half. And they put the full court pressure defense on now. Ross asking for somebody to go long. The quarterback wanted to throw it to somebody. Now he's got it back under the Rockford Lutheran basket. Crossover dribble. Loses Strawbridge into the front court. Takes it all the way. And an offensive foul as Greeny was standing there waiting for about 3 minutes for him to come down the lane. And that is, unfortunately, the third foul now on Jacob Ross.
Yeah. Well, you got to credit Greeny, because with every dribble, Ross was coming faster and faster. And Greeny held in there. And he really got run over. But good job defensively by the Lutheran senior, one of their seniors.
Yeah, everybody but Stewart and Strawbridge. Stewart's a sophomore. Up top, this is Stafford off the bench. He's another senior. Into the hands of Greeny on the left side, trying to work around the screen. Pulls up from three and hits it. A couple feet behind the arc, knocks down his first three-point basket with Morin back into the game on top of him. We're tied at 18. Morin with two fouls. Here's Anderson driving left baseline. Yeah. Got the shot up and in with a foul. Did a nice job adjusting around Greeny, who cut him off heading to the basket. And Anderson had to reach back for the basket and the foul. Second of the game on Greeny, and a chance for Anderson to hit a three-point play here. He's got four off the bench here in this quarter. Silver Streak's lead is two as he misses the free throw. Ball batted around, and DeAndre gets it back. Now up top to Anderson. Everybody else scrambling down to play five on five. Anderson back behind him to Dotson. Andrew on the left wing. Swings it right over to Harden. Harden with the dribble out high. Works his way to the right of the circle. Now Cornell Dotson on the right elbow. Up top to Anderson. Trying to go down the lane, cut off there, brings the ball down low, needs help getting it away, through the hands of T.J. Pendleton in the lane, stolen away by Greeny. 12 Galesburg turnovers. Back come the Crusaders. Right side, off-balance shot, and another travel called on Streeter. Got moving too fast into the front court, and that, to me, Jim, is kind of a bit of frustration from what the Streaks defense are doing, because that's part of Rockford Lutheran's game, is to get out and run with the ball and create offense, and to me, the last couple of times down the floor, it almost feels like they're trying too hard to create it. Mike Reynolds calls timeout as Streaks are trying to get it inbounds, and he's harping at all three guys who are standing around in the front court. Nobody came out to help out on the full court press, so he had to use a full timeout to bail them out.
And Mike's body language was interesting on that one as he was forced to use that timeout. But you're right, the Silver Streaks are executing their game plan really well, and we've always said that Mike Reynolds is a guy that you give him enough hours to drop a game plan, and he'll find a way for his teams to hang in there with quality opponents. And right now, more than hanging in, leading by 2 points and really limiting what this Lutheran team loves to do, and that's launch the threes. We saw Greeny hit one, and he kind of reminds me a little bit of, I mean, you know, Maker would hit the long threes, and years ago, I think of that Ryan Knuppel from
Midwest Central?
Yeah, the Class A team that beat Boiling over in Bloomington years ago. And I mean, once he got near the volleyball line, the guy was just a threat. He would let it fly at any time, and he would hit a lot of them.
Chance to run through some first quarter stats, which I don't know that we ever had the chance to do. I had Lutheran 6 of 16 in the first quarter.
Uh-huh.
16 shots, largely because of those 9 Galesburg turnovers. Coming out of the Streaks timeout, full court press by the Crusaders. Silver Streaks break it. Harden into the front court. He's going to shoot over Strawbridge. It's a little bit short off the front of the rim. Rebound fought for. There's TJ again. Out to Morin for three. Good! Credit TJ Pendleton with his 8th rebound here in this first quarter for keeping that one alive. And a foul on Cornell Dotson playing man-to-man against Strawbridge just inside a half court. And that is the second foul of the game on Dotson.
Next foul will put them into the double bonus.
23-18, Galesburg by 5. On a heck of an offensive rebound by TJ Pendleton. On the 1-1, Strawbridge makes the first. And they're making their free throws, all three so far. Silver Streaks have yet to make a free throw. Take it back. Jacob Carl made his first one. Streaks are 0-for since then. 23-20. Strawbridge makes both. 4 of their 7 points this quarter from the free throw line. They also have 4 turnovers. 3:46 to go. Baseball pass to TJ with a one-handed dunk. He measured his stride. He got up with a one hand, and there wasn't anything fancy about it. He just knocked it down.
We are seeing the emergence of a young star player now for Galesburg coming into his own.
3 by Harper on the other end. Missed it. Rebound knocked around on the floor. Dotson comes in from the weak side. Picks it up off the floor. Streaks trying to build some momentum here. Morin trapped in the backcourt. Gets it over to Harden. Now into the front court. Anderson. Streaks with numbers. Pulls up. Free throw line. Short. And the rebound to Stafford for Rockford Lutheran. Galesburg by 5. Crusaders down court. Strawbridge around. And a block by TJ. Into the hands of Harden, who then gets fouled at the free throw line.
As I was saying, TJ Pendleton is he's just growing in confidence. You can see it at every game that he plays right now. And he's a late bloomer, if you want to call it that, as a senior. He is just playing with so much confidence and so aggressive on both ends of the court. This is a pleasure to watch.
Mark Harden to the free throw line. First one up and in. First points for Harden since early in the game. He's got 5. Silver Streaks with their biggest lead right now at 26-20. 3:02 to go for the half. Second one by Harden. A little bit short. Crawls over the rim, then falls off. Rebound by Streeter for Rockford Lutheran. On the right side, a fake 3. Stafford steps inside the arc, misses a 17-footer. There's Pendleton with his 9th rebound. Into the front court. Baseball pass. Ooh. Morin misses the layup. Harper there for the rebound. Got out in front of everybody, but it was well defended. Now back come the Crusaders. Left corner, Streeter pulls it back out. Up top it goes to Strawbridge to reset the offense. Works his way left. Now right. Down the lane. Scoops it up. Nice finger roll off the glass to get it to drop. Strawbridge of 4 in the quarter, 6 for the game. That ends the little mini run by the Silver Streaks. Galesburg leads by four. 2:20 to go first half. Harden across midcourt. Around his man. Into the corner. Dotson fakes a three. Works his way left up the arc. Swinging around. Now Morin with it. Andre given a little bit of space. Puts the ball on the floor. Takes it into the lane. Triple teamed and a defensive foul will send DeAndre to the line. Shooting a one and one here.
Well, Stafford came to the spot, was going to try and draw the charge, but just got there a little late.
They're actually going to call it on Streeter, who is defending DeAndre on the drive. That's three fouls on Josh Streeter, all in this quarter, and nine team fouls on each club here with 2:07 to play in the half. And DeAndre trying to add to a four-point Galesburg lead here.
And Stafford saying, man, I went over there and got run over for nothing.
And now what? The officials take the ball away from DeAndre. They clarify something amongst each other. They're actually going to give him two here. Moving to the basket. So they said DeAndre was in the act of shooting, and he makes the first free throw. He's got six for the game, and the Streaks lead by five.
Stafford, who took the collision, still feeling it. He goes over and has a seat. One of the few guys we see, he wears those athletic glasses. Don't see that many of those anymore.
Second one by DeAndre. Rattles through. Got a friendly roll. Five in the quarter, seven for the game. Streaks lead by six. Matching their biggest lead. 28-22, 2 minutes to go for the half. Pull up by Strawbridge. Missed from three-point range. DeAndre chases the ball down in the corner. That was a quick shot by Lutheran. And the Streaks now try to add to the lead. Harden into the front court. With Ross and Morin both playing in foul trouble. Cornell Dotson also with two fouls, and the Streaks are adding to this lead. Now Harden gets caught into the basket, throws it back behind him. Turnover, pull up by Strawbridge, other end from 14 feet. Missed it badly, but wide open for the weak side rebound on the putback is Demarion Jordan.
You're like Mark Harden did there. It's a nice drive, but if ever, you're going to go airborne like that, you better have a plan for if it doesn't work out, and he didn't have a plan.
Now Dotson to the basket. Gets caught too far underneath the basket on the drive. Rebound by Jake Greeny. Back they come quickly with the alley-oop, and they miss the dunk. Rebound chased down on the baseline, and a good block out by Harden to pull that one down. They went for the home run. Came up empty. Pendleton other end. Pull-up jumper, and comes up short. Rebounds his own miss, and he gets fouled on the basket. 10 rebounds for T.J. Pendleton, and two free throws coming. Minute four to go, first half.
And that one, the combination of some good fortune and effort, because the ball just rolled back towards Pendleton. I don't think you expect to see that again after the short jumper, but they kept it alive, and it came back his way. And then he aggressively moved in for the kill once again and got fouled.
T.J. Pendleton, 13 of 19 from the free throw line coming into this game. 68%, knocks down the first one. He's got 7 points, five in this quarter, and already again in double figures with 10 rebounds. We're still in the first half. 5-point Galesburg lead at 29-24. Just over a minute to play before halftime.
Well, Pendleton plays so aggressively, yet he doesn't get in foul trouble, at least here in the early part of the season. There's the second free throw. Good. He goes straight up. He knows when not to go over people's backs.
30-24, Galesburg by six, under a minute to go, second quarter. Strawbridge across midcourt, works his way to the top of the arc. Tries to fake out Mark Harden, and then Mark gets the steal, but his foot was on the baseline. Otherwise, he had a clean steal. Good anticipation, good handwork by Mark to knock it loose. But Rockford Lutheran will hang on to it.
Yeah, Harden's given up so much size to Strawbridge there. That's what he has to do.
On the inbound into Strawbridge, who shoots quickly over Cornell Dotson, short from the baseline. Ball knocked free, and Mark Harden chases it down. Double-teamed on the rebound. And the Streaks are able to get it back. Now down the lane. Streaks lose a handle on it. Harden tried to get it underneath. Couldn't finish the pass. And that's four turnovers in the quarter. Much better than the first quarter. Still 13 for the game for the Silver Streaks, though. Down to 35 seconds to play for the half. 6-point Galesburg lead. Strawbridge across midcourt. Streaks settling back, waiting to play man defense inside the three-point arc. Driving down the right side, Strawbridge with a bump on Cornell Dotson now feeds it through the lane, and somehow he gets it to Sam Stewart, who lays it up and in, and Tom Guzzi quickly calls a 30-second timeout with 22 seconds to go for the half.
And he just, if nothing else, wants to make a change there. He gets Xavier Stafford back in the game. He quickly goes to the scorer's table as that timeout was taken. Been a good first half for Galesburg. Again, ball handling an issue, certainly, with those 13 turnovers. But to be there and still be up by 4 points is a testament to the other things that they're doing right.
Well, a lot of it's just hustle, too. Just a little harder work, going for rebounds, creating some loose balls. I mean, effort-wise, the Silver Streaks have been tremendous, and Rockford Lutheran's been good, too. It's just been a well-played game. And the Streaks are battling consistently throughout this first half.
Yeah, it's like we said, that's why the girls won their game earlier, was they cranked up the hustle and the intensity and really took it to Metamora and frustrated them.
1-3-1 trap by Lutheran here on this final possession. Ball kicked by Harden, chased down by Andrew Anderson and knocked out of bounds off of Sam Stewart, right in a bad spot in that near half-court corner. But the Streaks are going to hang on to it. It certainly hasn't been easy at times, and the Streaks have been rattled handling the ball, but 11 seconds to go. They've still got it, trying to add to a four-point lead here right before halftime. Down to six. Dotson with the left side with four. Fires a long three over the rim. Rebound put back. Harden, and it falls off the rim. End of the first half. Silver Streaks by four, 30-26 over a good Rockford Lutheran team. When we come back, look at the first half statistics, talk things over with the Streaks coaching staff. Coming out of the locker room. Galesburg by four at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball, 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL.
$500 cash. A $50 Buffalo Wild Wings gift card.
Could be yours.
What's required of you?
Pick the winners of football games.
That sounds pretty easy.
It's the Yem Ford Pro Football Pick'em.
Log on to our website, WGIL.com.
Click where it says Yem Ford Pro Football Pick'em.
Pick who you think will win the games each week.
That's it.
Each weekly winner scores a $50 Buffalo Wild Wings gift card.
The grand prize winner takes home $500 at the end of the season.
It's the Yem Ford Pro Football Pick'em.
With Buffalo Wild Wings, Northgate Lanes, Yem Ford, and WGIL.
You want a Black Friday sale, huh? Yem Ford will give you a Black Friday sale that'll baste your butterball, but good.
Yem Ford in Galesburg is stuffed with great used vehicles. Lots of one-owner trades that you can buy for thousands less than new. Get Kelly Blue Book for your trade. Many you can buy with no money down and no payments till next year. And at Yem Ford, their goal is 100% credit approval. All makes and models at Black Friday sale prices. Like a pre-owned 2016 Ford Fusion. Black Friday price at just under $18,500. A 2012 Chrysler Town & Country minivan. How about a 2014 luxury Lincoln MKZ? And a 2011 Ford Taurus SHO for around $18,900. You don't have to go out of town to get the best Black Friday deals. Save local, buy local at the biggest car buying day of the year. Shop the Black Friday sale going on now at Yem Ford, corner of West Main and Linwood Road, Galesburg.
Tax, title, license, doc, fee, extra. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. New Arby's coming soon. And by attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Been an entertaining game here tonight as the Silver Streaks lead at the half, 30-26 over Rockford Lutheran. And Jim, the Streaks getting great effort tonight. I'm not going to say they've outplayed Rockford Lutheran, but what it's ended up being is pretty balanced all the way around. For the things that the Silver Streaks have not done well, they've offset by doing very well in other areas, and I'm specifically thinking of the turnovers, but they haven't done well in terms of handling the ball, but the hustle, the rebounding has been fantastic tonight.
It has. I really, somebody asked me, you know, to size up this game ahead of time. I said, I think we're probably about a 10-point underdog coming in. Just based on the ability of Lutheran to do what they've done to some pretty good teams. I mean, they just dismantled Moline up at Wharton Fieldhouse in that opener. And Moline was kind of sketchy in this tournament. They were pretty good against some teams. And other times they struggled a little bit.
And it still ended up being the only game they lost. They finished 4-1 in the tournament.
Yeah, because they beat Rantoul in that triple overtimer last night up there. But I just, with the experience of Lutheran and their multitude of shooters, but you know, we should learn never to doubt a Mike Reynolds team in games like this, especially on their home court. We've seen time and again that he finds a way, if he's got the athletes, to make the Streaks attack the best opportunity we have a chance to win. Now, we may not win this one yet tonight, but to be up four at half against this team, as inexperienced as we are with varsity players, that's pretty good.
Silver Streaks lead it here, 30-26. Let's take a look at the first half statistics. Brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg.
All right, Streaks shooting 45% from the field, 11 out of 24 in the first half. Lutheran just 37%, 10 out of 27. They have not gotten many clean looks all night. The defense has been up to the task. Rebounding has been up to the task as well. 23 rebounds and an impressive first half on the boards for Galesburg.
Wow.
And 12 rebounds for Rockford Lutheran. The thorn in the side of Galesburg, that ball handling. 13 turnovers, 9 in the first quarter. 7 turnovers for Rockford Lutheran.
3-point shooting, the Crusaders are just 2 of 10. And, of course, that's one of the reasons they were able to beat Rantoul's, knocking down 14 three-pointers in that game earlier. Again, the Streaks have held with 20% shooting from behind the arc. Galesburg just 2 of 8. Free throw shooting, Streaks are 5 of 9. Lutheran is perfect in 4 free throws. Take a break here on the halftime show. Come back, take a look at other Thanksgiving tournament scores. Run you through some updates on the state football title games, and we'll give you the individual scoring. Talk with assistant coach Ryan Hart as well. Galesburg leads at the half, 30-26. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. By attorney Robert Lindstrom in the bodybuilding in downtown Galesburg. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
There's a reason people say throwing money out the window. They're talking about your drafty old windows sucking all that expensive warm air right out of your house. Those windows are robbing you of hundreds of dollars a year and making your feet cold. Let Courtright Construction of Oneida give you a free estimate on new windows today.
The 5th annual Fill a Frontier Food Drive is going on now at Galesburg Nissan. 10 cans of food benefiting Fish Food Pantry and the Galesburg Rescue Mission get you another $500 off our already huge discount. 0% financing for 72 months plus Nissan customer cash on our most popular models. Like 30 Nissan Rogues in stock offering 0% for 72 months plus $1,500. The all-new Titan, save $10,000. Or choose from 25 Nissan Altimas offering 0% for 72 months and no payment for 90 days. Galesburg Nissan, proving every day you just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, for the first time ever, we're giving you 2 years of free oil changes with each new car purchase. Fill a Frontier Food Drive, 0% financing, huge rebates, free oil changes, and award-winning service. Galesburg Nissan's largest event of the year. Start saving now.
The official WGIL forecast, mostly clear skies tonight, a low of 32, mostly sunny in the morning tomorrow, then becoming cloudy with a chance of showers, a high of 51, rain showers likely overnight tomorrow night, a low of 45, cloudy all day on Monday with a chance of showers in the morning, a high of 53, and rain showers likely overnight on Monday, a low of 41 degrees overnight. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 43 at 93.7 FM, 1400 AM WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Silver Streaks leading Rockford Lutheran in the championship of the Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament. 30-26. Individual scoring real quickly for Galesburg. TJ Pendleton has 8 points and 10 rebounds already. Next up, DeAndre Morin with 7, Mark Harden with 5, Andrew Anderson off the bench with 4, Jacob Carl and Cornell Dotson each with 3. For Rockford Lutheran, Josh Streeter and Kenny Strawbridge each with 6. Next up, Luke Harper with 5. Jake Greeny has 3, Demarion Jordan off the bench, and Xavier Stafford off the bench with 2 each. And Sam Stewart started the game. He also has 2 in the first half. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Let's go down courtside. Jim Lee is with assistant coach Ryan Hart.
All right, a 4-point lead at the half.
Great situation, but you can take a little bit better care of the ball, I guess.
Oh, we can always take better care of the ball, and that's what this group's all about. I mean, we're not real crisp on offense, and we're not going to be the greatest team on offense game in and game out, but defensively and rebounding, that's where we're going to be all year long. We're either going to win or lose on our defensive end.
You feel like you've executed the game plan the way you wanted it so far defensively?
As close to possible, yes. We're limited to 11 and 24 shots on the perimeter. One's got loose a couple times, but we've done a pretty good job containing him for the most part.
DeAndre got in foul trouble. Was that a concern?
Oh, anytime any of our guys get in foul trouble, it's a concern.
What's key to the second half then, Ryan?
Keep playing hard. We got another 16 minutes left. We had a good 16 minutes, and we need to keep that up second half.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yep.
Teams will take the floor here in a moment. Just enough time to run through a couple of scores on our halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. At Rock Island, after the third quarter, Bogan leads the host Rocks 45-39. Here at the Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament, Silver Streaks girls won their side of the Thanksgiving holiday tournament with a 53-31 win over Metamora. I'm going to wait till Jim Lee comes up here to update you on the Quincy game against Chicago Sullivan. We told you that was 26-0 after the end of the first quarter, so we'll wait till he gets up here to fill you in on that. At the state football championship games, I think they've started the 8A game now. Everything ran a little bit behind because of that 5A game earlier with Peoria High, and Loyola Academy and Maine South are tied at 7 early second quarter. Rockford Lutheran with the ball to begin the second half. Harper fires a quick three. It rolls off, and there's T.J. Pendleton for his 11th rebound. Silver Streaks with a four-point lead, 30-26. Let's see what they can do on their first possession here in the second half and cut down on the turnovers, hopefully. Jacob Carl up top, dribbles it right into the hands of Harden along with Pendleton, Ross, and Morin, the five starters to begin the third quarter despite foul trouble, especially for Ross with those three personals. Morin on the right wing is going to launch the three. Got it! DeAndre tried six times from three-point range earlier today, didn't make any of them. He's got two in this game, and the Streaks lead by seven. 33-26, and a whistle away from the ball will be on DeAndre, and very quickly he picks up his third foul, so that's not so good.
Yeah, he's just riding Strawbridge over there a little bit. Many times that won't go as a foul, but in that case, the official decided to whistle him up.
DeAndre matches his career high with points with 10 now. You might remember he had 10 at the holiday tournament in Taylorville last year against Mount Zion. As Streeter drives down the lane and gets fouled going to the basket, he'll shoot two. I threw some scores out there while you were downstairs. Jim, Rock Island's trailing Bogan at the end of three quarters by six, but I waited until you came. I didn't want to tell anybody the Quincy score until you got back up here. They've reached halftime now.
Did Sullivan score?
Sullivan has scored. They trail the Blue Devils 50-3.
Wow.
They may as well just put continuous clock on in the second half altogether.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Streeter makes both free throws. Lutheran is still perfect from the free throw line. 33-28 is the Galesburg lead.
And Bogan has become one of the better teams in Chicago mm-hmm. now. And yep. I think they beat Rocky last year, or maybe the last couple of years up there as well.
East St. Louis won the 7A football championship. Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin really got demolished by Vernon Hills. Or not Vernon Hills. By Crystal Lake Prairie Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Ross with a pull-up three. Got blocked. Hand on it by Rockford Lutheran, and Streeter comes away with it. That was a surprise. Griffin lost by 31.
Well, they were ahead 10-0, too.
Yeah. Prairie Ridge turned it over on their first two possessions. And Strawbridge drives in from the right side. They'll look now. They're back within three at 33-30. Congratulations to Peoria High. Scored 62 points in their win over Vernon Hills, 62-48. Harden has the ball slapped into the backcourt. Streaks will hang on to it.
So this Galesburg Silver Streaks football team will be able to forever tell everybody we beat the state champions in 5A, the only team to have beaten Peoria all year, and the Silver Streaks football team got it done. So
and held them to 28 points in doing so. Win or lose, that was as remarkable of accomplishment as anything. And
without Jacob Ross and DeAndre Morin,
uh-huh.
which it makes it even more incredible.
They're a 1,000-yard passer and rusher on the season. The foul, meanwhile, in the half court on the other end went against Xavier Stafford, his first. And now the quick hands of the Crusaders knock it out of bounds again, really frustrating the Silver Streaks.
Well,
here,
I think Jacob Carl telling Jacob Ross, why not throw it to Harden? He was right there, and yet he tried to force it into a double team on Carl.
Here's Harden driving in all the way, and he hits the bottom of the rim on the scoop. And Lutheran comes away with a rebound. Streeter laying on his back on the floor came up with that one. And the Silver Streaks 7-point lead. They'll stay at three on a battle after a 3-point miss. And Pendleton, despite being double and even triple team, comes up with his 12th rebound. And a lob at the other end, and they overthrow Jacob Carl by a couple of feet, and the Streaks give it right back on the turnover.
First thing I heard when I went down to the scorer's table, Jeff Lamb looked at me and said, TJ is just becoming a horse in there. He said, he's just dominating. I said, yeah, he's kind of a late bloomer, as we said, but what a senior season he may have at the rate he's going. Double foul.
And a double foul, yeah, down below on Harden and Josh Streeter, whose mouth, in surprise, was as open as large as my Thanksgiving plate was a couple of days ago. Well, and that's the fourth on Streeter, so that might be as much as anything why he had the reaction he did. Second foul on Harden. Three team fouls on the Streaks, two on the Crusaders, 5:36 to go, still early in the third quarter, and a 3-point Galesburg lead. On the inbound, into the corner, here's Harper, and a block by Jacob Carl. Harper had a pretty quick release, but Carl got over there with his closing speed, and the long reach knocked it out of bounds.
You know, Silver Streaks cannot afford, if we go to sleep for even a couple of minutes in this game, we'll lose it. I mean, these guys are good enough that focus, that hustle, that intensity has to be there for the entire 32 minutes.
Greeny tries to get an inbounds, does get it into Stafford, drives, pull-ups at the high coast, and switches it. Second basket of the game off the bench for Xavier Stafford. And another foul in the backcourt, I think they're going to call on Harper. So Rockford Lutheran is pulled within one here on a little 7-0 run after Galesburg got the first basket of the third quarter, a three by DeAndre Morin, and they haven't scored since. Rockford is closed within one. Damarian Jordan back into the game. Sam Stewart sits down. Foul on Harper was his second. Ross inbounds from the baseline to Carl. Same starting five on the floor for the Silver Streaks, 2 minutes, 40 seconds into the second half. If the Streaks score here, will Mike Reynolds call a timeout? It's oftentimes a favorite spot for him to do so after a score at about this juncture. There's another three by DeAndre. That one rattles in and out. Halfway down, popped around the rim and came out. Straubich with the rebound. Drives other end, lays it up and in. Net didn't even move. He shot that one so cleanly, and Rockford Lutheran has regained the lead at 34-33. How will the Streaks respond to this 8-0 Crusader run? A three by Harden. Short. Rebound out to Morin. Spin in the lane. Bank shot rolls off. Rebound Ross had it. Knocked out of bounds. He touched it last. Crusaders get it back.
Well, not for lack of trying, but just couldn't get the shot down, and we've got a timeout.
Mike Reynolds does call the timeout. 34-33 Rockford Lutheran. 4:42 to go third quarter. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Terry Cavanaugh with this calendar reminder. Get free help with resumes at Goodwill Learning Center on Wednesdays and Fridays, 1:30 to 3:30, plus help finding a job at 1931 Grand Avenue. Check our calendar for details at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved, invested, and connected to Galesburg. News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
34-33, Rockford Lutheran leading the Silver Streaks now. 4:42 to go in the third quarter. Meanwhile, at Geneseo, the host Maple Leafs defeated Rock Falls 62-50. United Township won that tournament earlier. Bogan and Rock Island now tied at 49 with just under a minute to go in that game, and it's Bogan's ball. Actually, they are down to 11 seconds to go, I see. And still in a tie ball game. Had a turnover, another turnover, it looks like. And now Rock Island and Bogan are headed overtime. at 49 apiece.
The Western Big Six will present plenty of challenges this year, going to Rocky, United Township, Quincy.
Here's a jumper from the right side, a three by Greeny, and the long rebound after the miss out to Mark Harden, who's got six rebounds himself in this game. Strixafeldt, Greeny, and Harper to a combined 2 3-pointers tonight. Now they lose it at the other end, and here comes Rockford Lutheran back. Behind the back with the dribble, Strawbridge got away with a high dribble, kicks it out to Harper for three off the front of the rim. Jacob Ross on the weak side for the rebound. Silver Streaks hanging in there. On an 8-0 Rockford Lutheran run that's given the Crusaders the lead back, Streaks trying to get some points on the board, trying to end this little run. They scored three early on in the third quarter and haven't scored since with 3:50 to go. DeAndre Morin with it on the right side. Still no substitutions for the Streaks in the second half so far. Morin feeds it into TJ. Turn around right under the basket. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Put back. Rolls off. And Greeny comes away with it for Rockford Lutheran. 2-point blank shots, and TJ missed them both. Crusaders. And a foul. Nope. A palming and a carry called on Kenny Strawbridge. Trying to curl around his defender on the left side. That the first turnover of the half on them, Jim?
It is. And they're missing a little opportunity to maybe put some distance between themselves and the Streaks when the Streaks just have an absolute lid on the rim right now.
Cross midcourt, Harden up top. Jacob Carl drives right side, throws it to DeAndre Morin, who wasn't ready for it and really wasn't anywhere near him. 15 turnovers on the Streaks. DeAndre thought Jacob was going strong to the basket, was going to at least try to finish, and was not anticipating that pass at all.
Yeah, Jacob thought DeAndre was going to keep following him toward the corner, and DeAndre just stopped, and Carl rifled the pass into the first row of the stands.
3 minutes to go. Strawbridge penetrates, finds an opening down to the basket. Reverse layup up and in. 3 for 3 in the quarter for Strawbridge. 6 for the half. 12 for the game. And Rockford Lutheran with a 3-point lead. Little pressure in the backcourt. Now into the front court. They just get it to Carl. Left side open. Ross for three. And it rattles around and drops through.
Boy, did we need that shot.
Ties the game at 36. Ends the 10-0 run by Lutheran. And an offensive foul called as Strawbridge drives in from the left side. Plows over DeAndre Morin, who was waiting for him. And that's the third foul of the game on Strawbridge.
A little momentum shift now after that ball from Jacob Ross rattled out and then back down. We finally got a break shooting and then a heck of a defensive play by Moore. And let's see if the Streaks can cash in here again.
It's for Jacob Ross's first points of the game, by the way. It's as late as he's gone into the game before getting into the scoring books. A feed down low to Jacob Carl cutting in on the left baseline gets fouled. Jacob will shoot two here. That's on Luke Harper, his third. So foul starting to mount for the Crusaders. Streeter on the bench with four. Strawbridge and now Harper each have three. And Carl will go to the free throw line. Sam Stewart will come in after the first free throw by Jacob. Shooting two, first one up and in.
You know, for Lutheran, Luke Harper really has a lot of responsibility. He's an undersized post at 6'2", and he's doing everything he can with both Carl and TJ down there. But some of the bigger guys Lutheran has, especially Jake Greeny at 6'4", is pretty much a perimeter player. So you've got an undersized 6'2 trying to do a lot defensively for the Crusaders.
A little 5-0 run by the Streaks has them back on top by two after two free throws by Jacob Carl, approaching the two-minute mark of quarter number three. And the Streaks have gone a little 1-3-1 zone here. On the right side, Strawbridge shoots over it. Rims in and out. Rebound knocked loose. They're going to call TJ over the back as Stewart had position for the rebound. TJ didn't get a lot of body contact over there, but he got enough. First foul of the game on Pendleton. Sorry, second foul on TJ.
It was a late whistle. It came from the official out by the scorer's table. The one underneath the basket was going to let it go.
On the inbound, 5-second call. Sam Stewart couldn't find anybody. Maybe a little quick on the whistle.
I thought so. I don't know. Their coach, Tom Goosey, has a scowl. I don't know if that's toward the officials or his own players.
10th turnover on Rockford Lutheran. Streaks get it into the front court. Jacob Ross on the dribble. Xavier Stafford guarding him. Up top, Carl. Left side over to Harden in front of the Streaks bench. Down low, TJ fakes, kicks it back out, and a push called on the defensive end by Jake Greeny, and that's the third on Greeny. And that whistle was a little delayed, too. TJ had already gotten rid of the pass by the time the whistle came.
And in that case, Greeny was down low playing some defense on Pendleton.
1:43 to go, third quarter, 38-36. Galesburg with the ball and a two-point lead. They get into DeAndre. Drives right side up and in with the right hand. Good strong move cutting through the lane by DeAndre. Streaks lead by four. He's got his career high with 12 now. On the left side, Luke Harper. Back to that 1-3-1 for the Streaks. Strawbridge on the right side into the corner. Quick three by Greeny. Got it. He doesn't need much of an open look. He fired that one away. Only a second three of the night, and the Streaks lead is down to one at 40-39.
No, Morin was right on top of him, but he kept his concentration and nailed it.
Ross to answer. Right side. Rattles around. This one drops off, and the rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the boys in gold. That's how Jacob's last one went down. This one just couldn't find the bottom of the rim, and Rockford Lutheran gets it back. So the Streaks answer the Lutheran 10-0 run with a 7-0 run of their own. Now Rockford Lutheran with the last basket has cut the deficit to one with a minute to go, third quarter. Harden, after the deflected pass, gets underneath, gets it away to TJ with a finger roll. Transition opportunity after the turnover. And TJ with his first basket of the second half. He's in double figures. A quick three by Harper. Missed it. Loose ball. Streaks go after it. Stafford with a rebound. Drives the baseline. Right down the middle of the lane. 42-41. Streaks. Other end. Ross cut off along the low blocks and gets called for travel. Ran into the defense and picked up his pivot foot.
And it almost looked like he tripped over TJ Pendleton's foot when he went by, but then for Rockford Lutheran, you had Xavier Stafford over there as well, so one way or the other, clearly was a travel, no argument with the call, and Rockford Lutheran can take the lead here.
29 seconds to go, late third quarter, 42-41, Galesburg by one. We have had actually not many lead changes. We've had a couple this quarter, only five for the game. Galesburg got a 16-15 lead in the second quarter and held that lead all the way to halftime and had the lead into the third quarter until Lutheran put together that 10-0 run. Strawbridge down the right side with DeAndre riding him the whole way. Can't finish off the shot. Then going for the rebound, Shepard lost it. Another scramble for the ball. We're going to have a foul on the floor against, I think, Jake Greeny as Jacob Ross was going for the loose ball rebound, and Greeny was just laying on the floor, and Ross stumbled over him. So that's four fouls on Greeny.
So does that go as a really incredibly long team rebound? Or what to make of that?
That's how I'm going to count
okay.
it. And it all started on the other end with a good defense, the good one-to-one defense of DeAndre Morin on Sam Stewart driving the lane. Just stuck with him the whole time. Jacob Ross missed two free throws in the first quarter. His first since then is off the back rim. And Jacob Carl gets underneath for the rebound, puts it on the floor, misses the shot, then gets fouled on his own putback. What a battle by the Silver Streaks on the rebounding end.
And, you know, the thing with Jacob Carl, he's so strong, but he doesn't leap as well as like TJ does. So when he gets it in position, you think he's going to score, but then the other big guys come and collapse on him, and it's still a struggle for Jacob to get it in the basket as he just missed the free throw.
And the Streaks not knocking down their free throws. Carl's 3-for-5 in this game. But the Streaks have missed a couple here in the third quarter. Missed 3 out of 4 free throw attempts in the first quarter, and he missed them both. Strawbridge gets the rebound. Still trailing by one. Quick pull up with 5 seconds to go. Swished it. Just drained it. Pulled up, and then Harden trying to draw a foul at the Rockford Lutheran free throw line as if he was trying to shoot the ball. No call made, and Rockford Lutheran takes a 44-42 lead at the end of three. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
There's a reason people say throwing money out the window. They're talking about your drafty old windows sucking all that expensive warm air right out of your house. Those windows are robbing you of hundreds of dollars a year and making your feet cold. Let Courtright Construction of Oneida give you a free estimate on new windows today.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewers so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Streaks have the ball to begin the fourth quarter, trailing Rockford Lutheran 44-42. This game has been everything that we hoped it would be. Silver Streaks have represented well against a very good Crusaders team. At the free throw line, Jacob Carl dribbles it once, kicks it out. Harden for three. Off the rim to the left, rebound put back to DeAndre Morin, and we're tied. DeAndre adding to his career high. Quickly back comes Rockford Lutheran. Offensive foul. DeAndre got back quickly, and Harper barreled over him. Harper has four fouls now.
How's that for hustle? Morin gets the putback after he worked for position off the Harden miss. He's the deepest guy on the court on that end. And then we come down here, and you're like, who took the charge? Oh, it's DeAndre Morin.
How'd he get back there so fast?
Man, I guess.
How about DeAndre for an early candidate for Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, huh?
Pretty good series there.
And a career high so far in this game with 14. Three Rockford Lutheran players now with four fouls. Greeny, Streeter, and Harper. Greeny and Harper, the two best three-point shooters, at least from what we've seen in the tournament. Greeny has been held to 2 of 5 from three-point range. Harper made his first one and has missed his last seven since. Harden across midcourt. Right side, DeAndre. Corner, Ross. Inlet pass to Jacob Carl. Draws contact. Can't finish off the shot. Fight for the rebound. On the floor. Still a scramble for it. It dribbles out of bounds. Last touched by... Well, they never did point in any direction, so I guess Galesburg's going to hang on to it.
That one especially frustrating for Jacob Carl. He made the great move, got his man clear up in the air. He fell off his back, and he was wide open and just couldn't get it down.
Speaking of wide open, Harden drains a three at the top of the arc. The defense backed away. He turned around, saw he was open, and nailed it. And the Streaks are back on top, 47-44. Rockford Lutheran's three to answer won't go. And Ross fights off Xavier Stafford for the rebound. Back come the Streaks. Pendleton in the lane. Spins and banks it in. Trying to draw a charge at the other end. Didn't call it. And TJ finished it off. And a quick timeout by Rockford Lutheran. Tom Goosey calls a full timeout. 6:44 to go in the game. The Streaks up five. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewer so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
The annual kickoff to the indoor farm show season begins Tuesday in Peoria. Hi, I'm Jim Lee. Join me on the midday as I'll be at the Greater Peoria Farm Show, the broadcast live from the Peoria Civic Center. That's Tuesday here on WGIL.
Silver Streaks lead Rockford Lutheran 49-44. They force a Crusaders timeout with a little 7-0 run here to start the fourth quarter, turning a 2-0 deficit at the end of three into a 5-point lead here early fourth quarter, 6:44 to play, and Lutheran will inbound in their half court. It'll be Kenny Strawbridge along with Josh Streeter, Jake Greeny, also Sam Stewart, and Luke Harper. So the five starters on the floor, despite three of them playing with four fouls and another missed three-pointer from the outside and another T.J. Pendleton rebound. He's only got 14 now.
And he boxed his man way out all the way down the lane. He never left him, kept him shielded, and got the board.
Near steal. Now it is a steal by Rockford Lutheran. A two-on-one break, and the fake pass by Streeter gets DeAndre to bite. And an easy lay-in, 49-46, turning the turnover into points. Somebody's got to come out and help better on those dribbles across midcourt. Of course, Harden picked it up in a terrible spot just across midcourt with two guys right on it. Now Ross drives, feeds it left corner. DeAndre steps back for three, and it rolls through. Rolled around, popped up, and then dropped straight back in. 52-46. Back comes Rockford Lutheran. Three-pointer by Streeter. Off the rim. Rebound DeAndre Morin.
Boy, did they get the ball back up the court in a hurry or what?
52-46 streaks.
Boy, off a make, they are just right back down there at us.
Which means even with this six-point lead, it could go away quickly streaks aren't careful. Here's Jacob Carl driving. Bounce pass right side. TJ rolls around and out. And then Rockford Lutheran has the rebound knocked away, and the streaks are going to get it back. Oh,
that's a break. I mean, not the missed shot. Oh, no, it's going to go back to Lutheran.
Ball just rolled around right underneath the basket and dropped out, and then the streaks couldn't get the rebound. Still a six-point Galesburg lead, 5:20 to go fourth quarter. Up top, Strawbridge, pull-up jumper, left side, 15-footer good. Strawbridge has 11 in the quarter and 17 for the game, or 11 and a half, rather.
Cool customer. Beautiful jump shot.
5 minutes to play, streaks by four. Pendleton on the outside, right side DeAndre for three. Off the back rim, rebound batted around, and Strawbridge comes up with it. Maybe he's their Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game.
So far, no question.
52-48, and a stutter step travel on the outside. A little step back and then step forward. 13th turnover on Rockford Lutheran. DeAndre Morin, 10 points in the half, 17 for the game. Big rebound put back, a big defensive stop on this end. We had him already as our leading Dave's Auto Body crunch time candidate. Streaks need to finish it off. Leading by four with 4:45 to go. They break the press. Feed to Carl. Right side, Ross on the wing for three. Long. Rebound. Strawbridge again. Trying to take over this game for Rockford Lutheran. Leads the break. Underneath the basket and another travel called. Sam Stewart on the low blocks. Thought about the shot and then he hesitated when he felt somebody come flying in from the backside and he ended up dragging his pivot foot. Is that their second or third turnover of the quarter?
Third.
Okay, thought I forgot to write it down. Now Jacob Carl gets fouled on a hand check going into the front court. And Carl's going to go to the line. Shooting a one. Nope, that's two. That's their 10th team foul. So now four fouls on four starters for Lutheran as Strawbridge picks up his fourth along with Greeny, Streeter, and Harper. First one up and in by Jacob. Meanwhile, the Streaks will have only four team fouls in the second half. And DeAndre Morin and Jacob Ross, who had early foul trouble, still have three. And he misses the second one. TJ over the top, gets the rebound. Pump fakes on the putback. That won't go. And then DeAndre fights off a man for the offensive putback. Silver Streaks lead by seven, 55-48. Their biggest lead of the game. On the right side, Strawbridge underneath Stewart. Perfect bank shot up and in.
A great job by Strawbridge to draw the defense. He knew they were going to be worried about him, and then he finds his teammate wide open.
Halfway through the fourth quarter, five-point Galesburg lead, 55-50. Morin, Harden in the backcourt. The 1-2-2 trap is waiting, and then Harden throws it down court into the hands of Stewart. Really nobody anywhere near that pass for Galesburg.
Yeah, he did what I used to do in high school sometimes, take one dribble and pick it up, and my coach would just freak out. And that's exactly why, because your options are limited.
Strawbridge's three is way off the mark from deep, and Jacob Ross standing there for the rebound. Galesburg by five with the ball, 3.5 to play. Ross at the front end of the Galesburg bench. Back to Harden. Streeter comes out to guard it. Harden dribbles right. TJ comes out high for it. Ball in his hands as he's looking to pass it away, feed it to somebody. A little poke away by Greeny, but TJ hangs on to it. Now into the hands of Mark Harden between the circles. Streaks run 20 seconds off the clock on this possession. Looking patiently for an open shot, trying to add to the five-point lead. A feed on the inside from Morin. Hard to Jacob Ross. He controls it. Man falls down, and he lays it in.
Only reason that wasn't a turnover was because Jacob Ross is so tall and has such long arms. How did he get that ball?
From the left corner, Harper comes up short for three-point range, and Jacob Carl chases down the rebound. They have been cold from three-point range as a team overall after hitting 14 in their win over Rantoul earlier. Harden drives, off balance, throws it behind him to TJ, turns it over. Picked off by Strawbridge. Pull up, floater, inside the free throw line is good. And that forces a Rockford Lutheran timeout, 57-52, 2.5 minutes to go in this game.
Well, Strawbridge getting some D1 looks, and that's exactly why, with the various arsenal that he has in his offensive display, And his coach said the fact that they're playing a 4A schedule actually is going to work to the benefit of Strawbridge.
Yeah.
He's going to get a lot more looks than if they were playing 2A teams. So he said from that standpoint, for their individuals wanting to go to college, it's a better thing.
Let's reset kind of what's happening here. 10 team fouls already on Rockford Lutheran, just 4 on the Silver Streaks. So that's good for the team ahead by 5, looking at 2 free throws the rest of the way. And Rockford Lutheran has to play very careful defense with 4 players on the floor playing with 4 fouls. They have 1 timeout remaining. Streaks have 2. And the Streaks players, the only ones in foul trouble, are Jacob Ross and DeAndre Morin, who each have 3. The only player on the floor who does not have 4 fouls for Rockford Lutheran is Sam Stewart, and he has just 1. If Xavier Stafford is on the floor, he also has just 1 foul. And it will be the same starting 5. So 4 of those 5 players on the floor for Lutheran with 4 fouls. So the Streaks need to take it right at somebody as they have the ball coming out of the Crusaders timeout. 5-point lead, 57-52. Ross in the backcourt with Harden. Mark across the middle to Jacob Carl. Dribbles left, kicks it out. Ross on the wing for 3. Short. Rebound. TJ will be over the back for his 3rd foul. Well, you don't want to pass up an open look. But they took only 15 seconds off the clock. I'm afraid, well, at least I would have liked to have seen him run a little more time. Especially since they'd really just gotten it into the front court. Because when you miss, that plays into Rockford Lutheran's hands in terms of trying to come back. With 2:10 to go. 5-point Galesburg lead. Although they've been cold. There's another missed 3 from the corner, but the rebound chased down by Streeter. He steps out to the wing. Feeds it back up top to Harper. Right side Greeny. Lofts another one. Off the front of the rim. Drops off. So he misses back-to-back 3-pointers. And the Silver Streaks dodge a bit of a bullet. T.J. Pendleton with his 16th rebound. He won't be on the all-tournament team.
Yeah.
And a hand check foul on Greeny. He's out of the game. With all the contact that we've seen in this game, I'm amazed that those are getting called. Because there's been a lot of contact down low, some rebounding, some shots down low inside the basket. They let a lot of that go. Yeah. And then just that dinky little hand check foul.
Yeah, on some of the loose balls, it's been a free-for-all.
Yeah. So Jacob Ross will shoot 2 as Greeny is fouled out of the game.
Greeny, a guy that worried me coming in because of his range shooting those 3-pointers, but I think the Galesburg defense, as Ross hits the first free throw, has taken the rhythm completely out of Lutheran shooters. We watched them run up down the court in some of the other games in this tournament and they were just shooting in rhythm. They catch the ball and let it fly, and the Streaks defense has not let that happen very often.
Ross misses the second one. Battle for the rebound. Carl, in there, has a hand on it. And now he got a foul on a grab, I think, against Rockford Lutheran. So now Josh Streeter is fouled out of the game. How many offensive rebounds have we seen the Silver Streaks get off of just missed free throws in this tournament? There's another one that's going to get Jacob Carl to the line. And the second player for Rockford Lutheran is now fouled out of the game.
Well, and this is going to be a regular stoppage of play to wipe up in the middle of the lane where bodies are on the floor fighting for a rebound.
Chicago Bogan knocks off Rock Island 54-53 in overtime. And Quincy defeated Chicago Sullivan 70-30. So they only got 20 points in the second half.
I thought you were going to say 13.
Free throw up and in by Jacob Carl.
But again, I have no problem with Quincy having a Sullivan in. Goodness knows we had some soft touches in this one, but to play him on the Saturday night seems a little suspect.
Missed the second one. Caleb Zier, a 5'10 junior in, replacing Streeter, was in position to get a flat-footed rebound, and somebody for the Streaks fouled him. I think it was Jacob Carl. That's just his second. 59-52 Galesburg, a minute 38 to go in this game. So Strawbridge will walk it across midcourt. Bounce pass to the right side. Harper. Strawbridge on the outside. Works his way right. And a pass intended for Steer, stolen away by Morin. Then he loses it right back. Strawbridge can't hit the layup. And Jacob Ross on the weak side for position going for the rebound. They're going to say it's out of bounds on Jacob, I think. As he got bumped underneath. So again, an evidence of a foul that could have been called that wasn't.
Yeah, on Strawbridge.
On the inbounds, Xavier Stafford to the outside. Gets it into the hands of Strawbridge, driving down the lane. And a reach-in, poke away. That'll be a foul on the streak, stopping the clock with a minute 21 to go. And Mike Reynolds slaps his hands in frustration at the streak, stopped the clock there with a seven-point lead. And give Rockford Lutheran a chance to crawl a little closer. Fourth foul of the game on Pendleton. They're going to go offsetting turnovers on that little exchange earlier. The one for DeAndre that he intercepted and then gave it right back.
Okay, I hadn't put anything down there.
Strawbridge misses the first free throw. That's why I was asking. I didn't know if
we'll go that route.
What we wanted to go. It's the 20th Gillsburg turnover. Strawbridge makes the second one. He's got five in the quarter.
Over the years,
14
you'll find
for the half and 20 for the game.
You'll find my stat sheet the last 2 minutes of a really close game is not as accurate as it is the rest of the game. I become a spectator too often, and this one's getting there.
Jacob Ross into the front court, driving down the right side. Now pulls it back out with a minute 10 to go. He's going to fire a three. Missed it. And position on the weak side by Strawbridge. Six-point lead for the Streaks. Games. But Rockford Lutheran with the ball. Strawbridge for three. Yep. Got it. And he's fouled by Mark Harden with a chance at a four-point play. And it could be a two-point game with exactly a minute to play.
Well, we deserve that. If you're going to beat good teams, you have to understand game situations. And the Silver Streaks didn't value that last possession in the situation that they had put themselves in. Up 6 points with the ball.
Strawbridge misses a second. A fight for the rebound is going to go out of bounds against Pendleton, I guess, because it looks like Rockford Lutheran's setting up to inbound.
Up 6 points with the ball and just launched a three with a minute left.
So they dodge the free throw to make it a two-point game. Now Caleb Zier in. Will loft it out high into the hands of Xavier Stafford, and he gets it into the hands of Strawbridge, dribbling left, long three, off the back of the rim, and a box out on the outside by Mark Harden.
Heck of a job by Mark Harden.
And now a foul. It's going to stop the clock or a timeout. Timeout called by the Silver Streaks, a 30-second timeout. Coach Mike Reynolds, I'm sure, is going to talk clock management here. Especially with every foul that Lutheran gives, is going to put Gillsburg at the line shooting too.
You know, we talk about boxing out your man. You think about it in the lane, but at other spots on the court, it's so easy to just become a spectator and think, well, that's not going to come out to me. Well, Mark Harden, by boxing out his man, probably about 16 feet from the basket at an angle, that ball came right to him, and he was ready for it.
So 46.8 seconds. Streaks have the ball and a 59-56 lead.
This inbounds will be important. They're going to pressure the heck out of this. They're not going to put anybody actually right on Harden. They're just going to try and deny the inbound. Ooh, we could have
DeAndre right in front of him was cutting into the front court, but they pass it into the back court to Jacob Ross. Defense lets Jacob go by, reverses direction left side over to Carl. Between the circles to Ross. 37 seconds to go. Jacob dribbles right. Now back behind him to DeAndre Morin. Not fouling yet by Rockford Lutheran, trying to go for the steal in a one-possession game. Ross swings the ball down low. Here comes the trap. Passes it away to Harden, and he falls out of bounds. Turnover by the Silver Streaks. Mark was already falling out of bounds when contact came from the backside. Harden thought he was going to get the foul called, but with him already leaning out of bounds, I don't think there was any way the official was going to call a foul on Lutheran, and they didn't.
I thought maybe he was trying to call a timeout as he was falling out of bounds there, but you're right, Brad. I think he assumed that he was going to get the foul call. I'm not going to let Strawbridge shoot it here.
On the right side to Stafford.
Oh, yeah.
They get it into the hands of Strawbridge. Steps back. Long three. Oh, banks it in. We're tied with 10 seconds to go. From way downtown, he banked it in on a step back with 23 feet away.
Two guys all over him.
And the Streaks call timeout with 8 seconds left with the ball. And that's the important thing here. Galesburg still has the ball in a tie ball game. And Mike Reynolds is letting the officials have it for something that he didn't like. I don't know if it was still the Harden play falling out of bounds or if it was something else. But that shot was something else.
Yeah, the Harden play's done and gone. I had no sense worrying about that one. But that was just a phenomenal shot. A little lucky, but you've got to put that thing up on target. And he put it up with plenty of gusto, and it banked in. again, we had two guys all over him. We knew he was the one they wanted to go to. So impressive, you know, when they've got a couple of their best players who have already fouled out. And he takes the load and makes an incredible shot. But thankfully, it wasn't for the win. The Silver Streaks still hold the hammer with the ball with just under 9 seconds left. And we'll see if the Streaks can match that shot and walk out of here a winner.
Kenny Strawbridge with 24 points in the game, 18 in the second half, 11 here in this fourth quarter alone. Crowd comes to its feet. Galesburg ball, 9 seconds to go in a tie game. Morin to inbound. We got a holding foul on Xavier Stafford as he and Mark Harden were battling for position. That'll be the second foul of the game on Stafford. And Harden will shoot two free throws. No time went off the clock, which means Lutheran potentially could get the ball back with a chance to tie or win, depending on what Harden does here.
Yeah, if there's like 1.2 seconds left, that's a devastating foul for Rockford Lutheran. But in this case, this is going to have plenty of time to get off a shot here, and rather than watch Galesburg take the final shot and maybe beat him at the buzzer. So I don't think that's all bad for Rockford Lutheran at all.
And they use their final timeout. So both teams with no timeouts remaining, 9 seconds left, and Mark Harden will be at the free throw line shooting two. He's got 8 points in the game. He's 1 for 2 from the line. And his only miss in this game is so far his only miss of the season. He came in hitting all 6 of his free throws, so he's 7 for 8 on the season. But here's a kid who hasn't had much varsity experience, shooting to at least give his team the lead and the potential win. About as pressure-packed of a free throw as this kid's probably ever shot in his life.
Yeah, well, he's got the double bonus, so he can miss one and still make one. But still, even if he makes them both, Rockford Lutheran's probably going to come down here and
get the ball to Strawbridge.
Strawbridge and fire up another three. And this thing can certainly go either way right now. Again, if I'm a Rockford Lutheran fan, I'm kind of happy about that foul. I hate having the other team have the ball with a chance to beat you at the buzzer.
Uh-huh.
This way, it'll give them an opportunity, no matter what Harden does here, to either tie or win with the ball at the end.
Harden to the free throw line. Remember, the Streaks had a 9-point lead, certainly a 7-point lead, seemingly moments ago. Mark's first one is perfect. Now we may have to change our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game honoree, depending on how things go here. Second one by Harden. Perfect. Streaks by 2. Lutheran with the ball. In the backcourt, it'll be Strawbridge. Man-to-man against Morin. Inside, down the left side of the lane, block. TJ with the block. 2 seconds to go. And TJ gets fouled by Luke Harper, who fouls out of the game. A block by TJ Pendleton. Gets his own rebound. And no time showing on the clock. I think they're going to have to add a half second or so here. And it looks like the Streaks are going to win it.
What an incredible defensive play. And again, TJ Pendleton has stuff you can't coach. The timing. You know, I've seen guys that can jump. I've seen big guys play before, but they just don't have the timing. TJ has just got that sense. He sees the star player, a Division I prospect, come all the way down the lane with the game on the line, and TJ has the guts and the timing to go over there and deny him at the rim and possibly save the game for the Silver Streaks. I was surprised he went all the way in. I thought he'd stop and shoot the three.
I did too. Or even try to throw up a three trying to initiate a foul. First one by TJ is good. He makes a second one. It's over. Streaks by 3, 62-59. They had to put 2 seconds back on the scoreboard clock. TJ makes this one. There's nothing Lutheran can do. Second one up. Off the front of the rim, TJ with his own rebound, and that's the ball game. The ball got deflected back out to him, and the Streaks win it 62-59, and they win their Thanksgiving tournament with an upset over the Crusaders of Rockford Lutheran. Principal Jeff Houston already out with the trophy, team shaking hands, and then they'll have the trophy presentation.
Well, that was impressive.
Mike Reynolds at the end of that handshake line just took the deepest breath he's taken all season. 62-59 after the trophy presentation. We will talk with head coach Mike Reynolds. What a win for these Silver Streaks, for these young Silver Streaks, for these inexperienced Silver Streaks to come away with this win, to blow a 7-point lead late in the quarter and then hang on to win it behind two Mark Harden free throws and then a block on the potential All-Stater Kenny Strawbridge by T.J. Pendleton. And then a free throw to help ice it away. They're doing the all-tournament team announcements right now. For Rockford Lutheran, obviously, Kenny Strawbridge, who finished with 26 here tonight. And Jake Greeny also made the all-tournament team. He had a tough night tonight, making just 6 points on 2 of 9 shooting from three-point range. Jacob Ross for the Silver Streaks makes the all-tournament team with a handshake from his principal. And, of course, T.J. Pendleton makes the all-tournament team. T.J. finished tonight with another double-double, 13 points and 18 rebounds. Go ahead.
Is T.J. Pendleton not the next Curtis Kilgore? Because Curtis, it took him a while, but by the time he was a senior, all of a sudden it just clicked with him, and he became a dominant force on both ends of the court. And T.J. seems to be right in the same mold.
Well, and also just getting the opportunity, too.
Right.
I mean, you get enough kids leave, all of a sudden you rely on somebody who you didn't have to rely on before, and it allows a potential star to emerge.
Sure. Well, and, you know, he and DeAndre and Jacob, both Jacobs, were playing a couple of minutes a game maybe off the bench to spell starters last year. Those guys all graduate. We didn't know how this team was going to be able to respond or who was going to score the points, but it's been a team effort, and TJ has been an absolute monster in the middle. If you're the opponent, he has terrorized the teams in this tournament on both ends.
Streaks are 5-0. They win their Thanksgiving tournament, and our postgame show is coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And by Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, Galesburg Sports.
The 5th Annual Fill a Frontier Food Drive is going on now at Galesburg Nissan. 10 cans of food benefiting Fish Food Pantry and the Galesburg Rescue Mission get you another $500 off our already huge discounts. 0% financing for 72 months, plus Nissan customer cash on our most popular models. Like 30 Nissan Rogues in stock offering 0% for 72 months, plus $1,500. The all-new Titan, save $10,000. Or choose from 25 Nissan Altimas offering 0% for 72 months and no payment for 90 days. Galesburg Nissan, proving every day you just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, for the first time ever, we're giving you 2 years of free oil changes with each new car purchase. Fill a Frontier Food Drive, 0% financing, huge rebates, free oil changes, and award-winning service. Galesburg Nissan's largest event of the year. Start saving now.
Dude, is that a sandwich sweater?
Yep.
And did you change your license plate to say MC Rib?
Uh-huh. Don't you know what season it is?
So the bib you've got on is you celebrating?
Dude, tis McRib season!
What?
And it gets better. When I get a McRib extra value meal, I can get you a second McRib for just a dollar. Plus 50 cents of that goes to the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Eastern Iowa and Western Illinois.
So this McRib season, we get a great meal and a great feeling by helping others? What a time to be alive.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Price of required purchase posted on menu board.
There's a reason people say throwing money out the window. They're talking about your drafty old windows sucking all that expensive warm air right out of your house. Those windows are robbing you of hundreds of dollars a year and making your feet cold. Let Courtright Construction of Oneida give you a free estimate on new windows today.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. New Arby's coming soon. And by attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
The official WGIL forecast is calling for clear skies for the rest of tonight, a low of 32, mostly sunny in the morning tomorrow, then becoming cloudy with a chance of showers in the afternoon, a high of 51 and a low of 45. Cloudy all day on Monday with a chance of showers, a high of 53 and a low of 41. And for Tuesday, partly cloudy skies all day, a high of 52 and a low of 31. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 38 at WGIO.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks win at 62-59. What a flurry at the end of this game as they knock off a really good Rockford Lutheran team by three here. 62-59 the final, and let's start with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, because it really came down to the final 8 seconds.
Yeah, because through a good part of this game, we had DeAndre Moore penciled into that because of the defensive job that he'd done, hitting some three-pointers at various spots. And
finished with a career-high 19.
Yeah, really coming up big, but as the very nature of the award is the Crunch Time Play or Player of the Game, and this game absolutely came down to a crunch time at the end. Many times they don't, but my goodness, this one to have Strawbridge hit that three-pointer that tied it and all the drama that surrounded that, and then to come back with Mark Harden hitting two clutch free throws to give Galesburg the two-point lead. And then Strawbridge comes blowing down the lane on the left side. Looks like he's going to tie the game, and here comes T.J. Pendleton and rejects him in a big-time play of great players. And then he gets the ball,
goes down. Rebounds his own block shot. Yeah.
Rebounds it, goes down, hits free throw, and then rebounds his own miss at the end of the game. I don't know what else you can do. You really can't. I mean, he did it all at the end. And so we're going to share it with Mark Harden and T.J. Pendleton for their clutch plays in the closing seconds of this ball game, the last 8 seconds, and Galesburg hangs on for a very impressive win, one that going into this season we sure didn't see happening. The first four games were not a surprise. This one, I've got to say, is a pretty big surprise to pull this one off here.
Mike Reynolds is headed up here, so we'll postpone our statistics at least for the moment, but for the first time this season, we have two honorees. Again, T.J. Pendleton and Mark Harden for our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Players of the Game in this 62-59 win over a team that has the potential to go to the state tournament. They got themselves into foul trouble, did not shoot threes well tonight. Streaks held them to 6 of 27 from three-point range after making 14 in their win over Rantoul earlier today. In a game they needed every one of those three-pointers, the Streaks held them to 6 of 27 from behind the arc here tonight. So the coach joins us now for our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Jim, let's hear from Coach Reynolds.
Coach Mike Reynolds, we've always said you're a great big game coach. You have your team ready and put them in a position to be able to compete against a really good team. And we saw it again tonight, and not only did you compete, you won it. Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, all credit goes to those guys. Our guys laid it all out on the line, and we had a good rhythm there. We stuck with basically five guys there in the second half. We normally won't want to do that, but I thought Andrew did well in the first half. We had some foul trouble. Did we take some ill-advised shots down the stretch? I think that's experience, but you can't fault the effort, and you can't fault the heart, and you can't fault the will to try to win a game, and that's impressive.
Have you for 45 rebounds. You talk about defense and rebounding. So I'm going to point right here. 45 rebounds, 18 alone for TJ, and you held them to 6 of 27 from three-point range. That's awfully good rebounding and awfully good defense.
Yeah, I thought you know, we you know, certainly one could get to the rim and do whatever he wanted, but we were able to bottle him up enough that nobody else could get in a rhythm. He felt like he had to take it all on his shoulders. We've seen that from some of our guys in the past. And that normally doesn't work real well. You know, I think everybody else kind of got out of rhythm. We closed out right through their chest in our zone, and they missed a lot of shots. We got a lot of rebounds. We'll clean up some things offensively. And, you know, I know we got more big games coming up, but it'll be a lot of those. It's a lot of fun.
You especially frustrated their long-range bomber, Greeny, who had a tough night and then fouled out. And I think you hit it on the head when you said rhythm, because what we had seen them earlier in this tournament, they'd flow up and down the court. They'd spot up, get a good look, and knock it down. And you just really never gave them that comfortability.
Yeah, we try. You know, what we've done a lot of times here with that 1-3-1 is try to make them shoot it 2 feet out of their range. And kids will still shoot it. I mean, our guys do the same thing. They just see it's open and they shoot it. But it's a little out of their rhythm, and I think we kept them out of rhythm. And certainly 11 can really shoot it. 24 can really shoot it. He had six threes at Moline, 6 of 6. And we were able to defend and rebound, like you said. And it wasn't beautiful, except in the last half second when we still had the ball. So that was okay.
So what do you tell the kids in the timeout there? Rockford Lutheran calls a timeout right before Mark's going to shoot the free throws. How did you set up those final 9 seconds?
Well, we just said Mark's going to make them, first of all. And he made one, missed the second, if I'm remembering right.
No, Carl made them both.
Made them both? Oh, we got it down
TJ.
Here.
They,
yeah. But you know, I mean, Mark Eister was at the line. He's a hard-nosed kid. You know, he sat out. Was he perfect ball handling? No. Did he take an ill-advised shot that got blocked? Yeah. But, you know, when it was winning time, he stayed up there and made 2 free throws. He played the top of that zone, was all over one all night. And, you know, when we were in man-to-man, he shut down, you know, 23. We had them frustrated into a fouling game. You know, I thought Mark got fouled on the sideline there the one time. You know, maybe I have a bad view. But, you know, we got to teach our guys to get away from the sideline a little better. But I thought overall he was tremendous. He was tremendous. He's, you know, for a guy that has virtually zero experience at point guard, the varsity level, to come in and beat a team that's expecting to win 25 or more games is impressive.
But you know Strawbridge is going to get the ball after Harden shoots a free throw. Yeah. So what did you tell the kids defensively, how to play him, whether he pulls up for three, whether he penetrates, which he ended up doing? How did you tell them to guard him?
Yeah, I mean, just you know, you got to try to keep him in front of you. Make him shoot a contested jumper, and he hit that banked-in three. You know, so it was a contested jumper. But he's a high major Division I player. I mean, he knows how to play, so... I thought we contested and played hard and made him what they normally aren't, you know, a one-man show. Once we got into that, we kind of knew how to key on him. And they brought some other shooters off the bench. They weren't able to get loose for anything. But just proud as heck of our guys. You know, they played extremely hard and extremely well. And it doesn't get much better than that.
I thought you were going to say, you just told him at the timeout, let Strawbridge penetrate all the way down and TJ will come over and reject him at the rim.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was TJ did a nice job. You know, he's got those long, sneaky arms, and he's not real tall, you know, 6'1", 6'2", 6'3", I don't know what he is. But, you know, he seems to have good timing, blocked a few. You know, it was impressive.
Yeah, I mean, we could sit here all night and sing the praises of the effort that we saw. And we compared the girls' game against Metamora to this one because the girls won just because they really got after it and played really hard. And took Metamora out of their game. And so I think this was Galesburg basketball on its display the best for both the girls and the boys tonight.
Yeah, you know, I mean, certainly, you know, when I first got here, we wanted to emulate the winning the girls had, their tradition. And I think we're both on a pretty good run here. It's nice to win a tournament. And, you know, we know they played well. We played well. We got a lot bigger home games coming up here in the next couple weeks. And we need to keep our focus and you know, we don't win. It won't winning to poison winning. You know, that happens sometimes with young kids. But this group's a pretty mature group on and off the court, so hopefully that'll take care of it.
All right. You've got a great start on the season in a year when a lot of us had no idea who was going to score the points for this club, and now we know it's a team effort and you guys are on your way to the Western Big Six.
Yeah, it was nice to see DeAndre hit a shot, you know. We're in the Western Big Six, I guess. I don't even know who we play.
Somehow fit called UT, don't we, next week?
Yeah, we can worry about that later.
It'll be fun.
All right, thanks.
Our thanks, as always, to Coach Mike Reynolds joining us here in the postgame as Galesburg wins their Thanksgiving tournament. Thanks to a 62-59 win over a previously undefeated Rockford Lutheran team here tonight. We'll take a look at our final statistics when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You want trendy new looks like glitter prints, but you like the quality of Heat Seal lettering.
Well, that's easy. Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee uses Heat Seal and can do all the cool new stuff, too.
Oh, sweet! You have some really good ideas for screen-printed shirts, but they're intricate, and you don't need 20 of them. You want, like, two.
Hello? Breedlove's. They do great custom-made work whether you want one shirt or 100. You can go to BreedloveSports.com right now and start designing.
For your next screen-printing project,
it's gotta be Breedlove's.
In downtown Kewaunee.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, by attorney Robert Lindstrom and the bodybuilding in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Galesburg Nissan just received Nissan's coveted Award of Excellence. This award recognizes Nissan dealers with outstanding sales volume combined with exceptional customer satisfaction. We're the only Nissan dealer within 150 miles of Galesburg to receive this distinction. Large volume and large selection backed by award-winning hometown service. Galesburg Nissan, Central Illinois and Iowa's only Nissan Award of Excellence dealer. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Our postgame final stats brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Jim, the team numbers as always to start us off.
All right, Galesburg, we didn't compare. I was showing 22 of 51 from the field, be a 43% evening. As for Rockford Lutheran, 23 of 56, 41%. Rebounds, plenty to be had in this war tonight. Galesburg with 45 rebounds, and Lutheran had 30.
Is that the third time this weekend we've had 40-plus in a game?
Yeah, let's see. 33 this morning, 42 against Quest.
And 40 in the first game.
And 31 against Harper. So we had any less than 30. This one the most impressive, though. I mean, again, we clearly were overmatched those teams, but this was quite a win all the way around. Turnovers, obviously we had more of those, especially in that first quarter, 9 of them. It looked like it was going to be a pretty rough game from the ball handling standpoint. We got a little better that way, ended up with 21 on the game, and Rockford Lutheran with 15.
Three-point shooting. The Crusaders were 6 of 27. Silver Streaks were 6 of 21. Free throw shooting. Crusaders 7 of 9. Galesburg 14 of 26. So that's going to have to improve. Not going to get by on shooting barely 50% from the free throw line if you're going to continue to be successful. But made enough, including the two big ones by Harden with 9 seconds remaining in the game that helped the Silver Streaks ice this one away. Individual scoring 2 in double figures for Rockford Lutheran. Kenny Strawbridge, the potential All-Stater, with 26. Josh Streeter finished with 10, and then here's what just really impresses me so much in terms of the Silver Streaks defense tonight. Jake Greeney, who was an all-tournament team member, 2 of 7 from three-point range. First of all, that they held him to 7 shots to begin with, and then secondly, that he didn't make all 7 of them, only made 2, so he finished with 6. Xavier Stafford off the bench finished with 6. And then Luke Harper finished with 5. He had 5 points early. Streaks held him scoreless the rest of the way. He made his first three-point basket. He was 2 for 3 shooting in the first quarter and then missed his last 8 shots of the game and finished with only 5. Sam Stewart had 4. Demarion Jordan had 2. And then Caleb Zier got into the game late and did not score. For the Silver Streaks, 3 in double figures, led by a career high by DeAndre Morin with 19. Our co-Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time players of the game, T.J. Pendleton, yet another double-double, 13 points, 18 rebounds. Mark Harden, 10 points, 7 rebounds. DeAndre Morin also had 7 rebounds. Jacob Carl had 7 rebounds and 7 points. Jacob Ross had 6. Andrew Anderson off the bench with 4. Cornell Dotson with 3. Streaks win at 62-59 to go 5-0. On a night when the Silver Streaks celebrate 2 Thanksgiving tournament titles with the girls and a Hall of Fame induction ceremonies with 9 inductees. We'll take a final timeout. close things out from John Thiel, Jim, when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg, by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, new Arby's coming soon, and by attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
This is a commercial for a business phone system. Not normally the most exciting of subjects, but this one is different. It's based in the cloud, it does more, and it's about half the cost of any traditional business phone system. Excited yet? It's called ONS VIP. It's not just a phone system. ONS VIP is a hosted, unified communication solution which allows you to conduct business any place, anytime, on any device, even your smartphone. You get to keep your same number and will incur no more long-distance fees. You'll be able to chat through instant messaging and see everyone's status at a glance. With ONS VIP, you'll be more productive, more efficient, and do better work together. It's available through Oneida Telephone Exchange. They've been around for over 50 years providing local service with local people to care for their customers. Yes, when you call the office, you'll always get a real person to talk with. So to learn more, go to OneidaTel.com or call 309-483-3111 or toll free at 855-635-8266.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Well, we can all take a breath now. Silver Streaks win it, 62-59 over a good Rockford Lutheran team. We said that all along, and we said, Jim, that if ever there's a guy who can come up with a game plan and get his team to execute that game plan and give them the best chance possible, it's Mike Reynolds, and he did that here tonight. Silver Streaks had a seven-point lead several occasions there in the fourth quarter, but only to see Rockford Lutheran come back. Little 7-0 run tied the game with 9 seconds left on that step-back bank shot by Kenny Strawbridge from about 23 feet away with two guys in his face, and yet they hold their composure enough to win this game anyway and win their own Thanksgiving tournament title. How about that?
Yeah, over the years we've done so many games, and there are bits and pieces that stick out in your memory, and I think this is one we're going to remember for quite a while. Especially because of the dramatics right down to the end and the quality of the opponent here. And it reminds me a little bit of the Quincy Notre Dame regional championship game we had and won that year. I think the Gurney Warren game here, certainly, when we
Martin
pulled
Luther
off
King.
A huge upset against those guys.
Yep.
I don't know if this one's quite that big of an upset, but still, this was a good win by a young, unproven team that we have all of a sudden a hope of having a pretty fun season again. When coming in, I honestly said I'm not sure the basketball team can win as many games as the football team did. I just had that many doubts as far as, you know, not that they weren't good athletes and good kids, but there just wasn't any proven scorers on this whole team coming into this season. But yet here we are, and even with a football team that went 2 weeks deep, you know, and limited, you know, for three of our starters, their ability to really prepare for basketball season.
They really didn't practice hardly at all first week of basketball season.
Yeah, and yet here we are 5-0, having, again, beaten one really good team here and moving on into conference play. Well, it's a good thing we took on a really good team, because we're going to see at least three really good ones, I think, when conference play rolls around. The next one up on the schedule will be a tough one.
Yeah, in fact, Mike Reynolds, if you remember the pregame, said, well, I don't really want to call it a practice game, but he said, this will be a really good game for us to play, knowing that UT is next up in the Western Big Six Conference next Friday night.
So you think he was kidding? When he told us he didn't know who we played next?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt that he knows exactly who's coming up. I think he just wanted to kind of enjoy this moment here with this victory, this big victory here tonight, rather than thinking about next week quite just yet. Yeah,
absolutely. As well they should.
62-59, Streaks go 5-0, opening up their Thanksgiving tournament. And, again, next game next Friday night here at home against United Township. Thanks to you for being with us throughout all of our action this weekend for Galesburg boys and girls basketball, for our Hall of Fame athletic induction ceremonies earlier today. Jim, thanks for helping get through that and make sure all that was running well for our listeners' sake, too.
Yeah, and if you wanted to hear that and did not get to, we will have that put up online on WGIL.com in its entirety, and for you to listen to. You might have heard part of it here in between games. They did kind of a miniature version, but Dick Lindstrom did a really nice job weaving in some stories, and Kelly King talked for a little bit about the 76 team, and just some interesting things that you might not have heard if you weren't in the Learning Center tonight, so you might want to catch that online.
Congratulations to everyone for their induction tonight, and congratulations to the Silver Streaks girls and boys, winners of their Thanksgiving tournament here at Galesburg High School. We'll close things out for now. We'll be with you next Friday night against the Oneida Township Panthers as the Streaks try to extend this unbeaten start and get off to a 1-0 start in the conference against another pretty darn good Class 4A basketball team. For Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Thanks for being with us. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend, and good night from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.